Musa vinderera qua, era qua.
Some days test your limits. The sweat, the push, it all takes its toll. But you're not a quitter. You rise. Fit Sports Drink gives you the edge. Packed with electrolytes for hydration and antioxidants to fight fatigue. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
The news on Kombon Radio is brought to you by Fit Sports Drink. Fit by Vatra. Fit for life.
Kombon Rehoboth Radio News. Kombon at 6:30 hours.
12:45.
And at 18:50. Kombon Radio 94.9. It's Kombon. Hakuna Kulala.
The headlines on Kombon Radio.
Shawarma residents appeal for installation of streetlights. Police investigate a child desertion case in Lusaka's Chipata compound. And in African news, the cholera cases and deaths surge across continent. Africa CDC warns. With the news in detail, my name is Blessed Chwawa. Residents of Lusaka's Shawarma Township are calling on authorities to install streetlights, citing a surge in nighttime crime. In an interview with Kombon Radio News, the residents disclosed that the darkness is making the area a haven for thieves. They have further emphasized that with no streetlights, criminals operate freely, leaving residents are living in fear of attacks and robbery, and have since called for immediate action from the local authority. The demand for streetlights is the latest concern raised by Shawarma residents, who hope lighting up the streets will make their community safer. The Zambia Police Service has launched investigations into a suspected case of child desertion after a newborn baby girl was discovered abandoned in a pit latrine in Lusaka's Chipata compound. Zambia Police Service Public Relations Officer Godfrey Chilavi has confirmed the development to Kombon Radio News, saying the baby was found during the night of December 21st, 2025, after a concerned resident heard cries coming from a pit latrine within his premises. Mr. Chilavi said a 53-year-old male resident reported the matter to police after he heard a baby crying from a pit latrine in his residence. He narrates that upon a checking, he discovered a live newborn infant and immediately alerted neighbors. He explains that members of the community quickly mobilized, retrieved the infant, and rushed her to Chipata Level 1 Hospital for urgent medical attention. Mr. Chilavi says the medical personnel confirmed that the baby, believed to be about 1 day old, was in a stable condition and was later referred to Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital for further specialized care.
The incident occurred on December 21, 2025, during the night in Chipata compound, Lusaka. Police received a report from a 53-year-old local resident who heard a baby crying from a pit latrine at his residence. Upon checking, he discovered a live newborn infant and immediately alerted his neighbors. Community members mobilized, retrieved the infant, and rushed her to Chipata Level 1 Hospital. The baby, believed to be one day old, is reported to be in a stable condition and has since been referred to Levi Mwanawasa Teaching Hospital for further care. The Zambia Police Service commends and thanks the community members for their swift action, which helped save the life of the infant.
Lusaka Province Minister Shu Muliata has commended marketeers and New Soweto Market for their efforts in maintaining cleanliness and hygiene, saying their work is crucial for preventing diseases. Speaking at the New Soweto Market end of year celebration under the theme Appreciating Government Efforts in Providing a Conducive Trading Environment for Marketeers, Ms. Muliata praised the marketeers for not recording any cholera cases last year. She urged them, especially women, to keep using chemicals to clean toilets. Ms. Muliata further highlighted the key role that vendors play in Zambia's economy, saying without them, the country would struggle to feed its people. She also thanked marketeers for maintaining peace and stability in the market. The Lusaka Province Minister emphasized that efforts by marketeers have created a conducive business environment and encouraged them to keep working together to maintain cleanliness and organization. Meanwhile, New Soweto Market Manager Marjorie Mulanfu praised marketeers for the way they kept the market thriving despite challenges and commended their spirit of solidarity and unity. And a trader, only identified as Prince, who spoke on behalf of the traders, praised the UPND administration for not allowing cadorism in the market since taking office in 2021.
Strengthen our unity. New Soweto is not just a place for business, it is a family. Our guest of honor, madam, we have built a bond as New Soweto Market. It's not just a market as everyone would see. We have built a bond and we are called a family now. When one of us faces difficulties, others step in to help. That spirit of difficulties, that spirit of solidarity is what makes the market truly special.
Chief Shaiwila of the Lala speaking people of Mukushi district in Central Province has expressed disappointment with the poor workmanship at Mansansa Police Construction Project site. Chief Shaiwila has attributed the poor workmanship to unqualified contractor and has since assured community members who accompanied him that his office will ensure that a qualified contractor is engaged to carry out the works. He said substandard works will not be tolerated in his chiefdom, adding that there is need to give works to qualified people to ensure that quality is not compromised. The traditional leader said this when he toured Mansansa Police Construction Site, being constructed using the 2025 Constituency Development Fund CDF at a total cost of 732,717 kwacha. The project is being constructed by Likos Construction and Logistics.
There is no cement here. Cement is being compromised. Exactly. The standard when you are building is 5 sand or 4 1 pound. So meaning here, they can be putting 10 bags of 10 wheelbarrows, one bucket of sand. So such a building, when it rains, this is they do a plaster, and this you find after 2 seasons, the whole plaster is washed away. So, but you know, that's why you need. You want to penetrate the type of thing at what stage? In fact, at this stage, they've reached. When they start putting the ring, you must inspect. We should not permit them to go join the ring.